Okay, so we're taking up the Memra. It's the Gemara's in Pesachim, Daf Nundal Amud Beis. That ain tainus sibur b'bavol elatish above bilvad. Ain tainus sibur b'bavol elatish above bilvad. Okay. So what is the meaning of this memory? Okay. So Rashi says that, okay. Ain tainus sibur b'bavol elatish above bilvad. That's the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalar on Beis. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, Hol vein tzrichim l'gishamim, since, what is bubble different, that doesn't have tainus sibur? So Rashi says, that Hol vein tzrichim l'gishamim, since they don't need Geshem, so it goes from al dover acher, so if it goes because of something else, ein chomer tainus sibur noeg bo, lechom mebo yom, v'lei osar b'malacha. So it doesn't have the chumr of a tainus sibur, because by tainus sibur, so you're ochel mebod yom, and you're mafsik mebod yom, and another chumr that there's is a malacha, and in bavel they don't have such a tainus, okay? Because since they have gishamim, so they don't have such a tainus. All right, shor chumr amar sham. But interesting is, that Tisha B'Av doesn't really have Issa Malacha. Tisha B'Av does not have Issa Malacha. So when it says, Ein Taina Sibur B'Avol Ela Tisha B'Av B'Lvad, and it means that the Taina Sibur doesn't have Issa Malacha, doesn't mean to say that Tisha B'Av has Issa Malacha. So Tisha B'Av somehow is a Taina Sibur, but it doesn't have Issa Malacha like an ordinary Tainus Sibur. Okay? So why? Because the Mishnah says that it's Talib Minig. It's Talib Minig. Okay. Talib Minig. All right, so that's one thing we have to understand. Why Tisha B'Av really is a Tainus Sibur, and yet it does not have Issa Malacha like Shor Tainus Sibur. Okay, that's one point. Okay. Now, interesting, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that... It's not Lama Tesmo. It's just a malacha, regular malacha. Okay. What's that? Isn't this Lama Tesmo and Tesmo? Yeah, that means work. Doesn't mean Lama Tesmo.
Oh, yes, sir.
It means malacha means work, like by an oval.
You have it on
what? You don't have it, because there's Makam Shinago. That's the Mishnah. Makam Shinago lasos malacha b'tishah b'av osam. Makam Shinago is lasos. What's that?
That's
someone else's
phone.
Shut it off. Redo it.
All right. That's it.
Hello, hang on, I'm gonna call back in. Hang on.
Is this a new machine?
I think it was their thing.
Yep, everybody else is muted. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. But Tisha B'Av doesn't have Issa Malacha, because the Mishnah says that Tisha B'Av osim, Makam Shinogu shalosas malacha einos. So Tisha B'Av does not have Issa Malacha. So Tisha B'Av is a tainus sibur somehow without Issa Malacha. So we have to understand why. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "L'meimra d'savar Shmuel Tishbav bein Hashmosha shlo asur." Shall we say that Shmuel holds that Tishbav, since it's a tiny sibor, that the bein Hashmoshos is asur? Because in Tanis, so Rashi says, Rashi over is funny, because Rashi says, Bein Hashmosha shlo asur ba'achila u'bimelocha. D'machmarinin al sveiko, k'damrinin b'tainas sibor. U'shmuel kamashvi tishbav k'tainas sibor. So the question is, on Bein Hashmoshes, last night, Bein Hashmoshes. Do I say that Bein Hashmoshes is asur like tainas sibor? Because in tainas sibor we say we're machmer and Bein Hashmoshes is asur. Do I say no, that we aren't machmer? A funny, strange thing in Rashi is Rashi says Bachila ubimlocha. I mean, where does Rashi get malacha from? There's no iser malacha on Tisha B'Av. So you have to assume Rashi means bimlocha. He means makam shenagu lasas malacha. Okay. So the only thing is that the Gemara in Tainus says that on Tainus Sibur. The Gemara and Tainus stuff, you give me one with Bays. Yeah, this is a. Excuse me. Yeah, Rashi. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rashi says, the Gemara says in Tainus, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Kisha Amru Asa B'Malacha Lo Amru Ela B'Yom, Avo Balayla is Mutter. So Rashi says, Gabe Tainus Sibur. The Gemara says that the Issa Malacha in Tainus Sibur is only B'Yom, but it's not Balayla. So Rashi says, Gabe Tainus Sibur Lo Amru Ela B'Yom, Avo Balayla is Mutter. Okay, it's a funny kind of thing. I mean, what kind of an Issa Malacha is B'yom and Apalayla? But anyways, we'll get back to that too. Because the Issa Malacha should go with the day. But the Gemara says, I mean, Rashi says, Mehacha mashma debalele tishabav mutter b'malacha. That apparently means in Makam Shenago. That lele tishabav is mutter b'malacha. Vein bitl ela b'yom. Avol ein mefarsim en hadavar. As the Rashi says. So no need to make this knowledge public. Okay, but the fact is that Tisha B'Av Balayla is Mutter Ba'asiyas Malacha. So, on the side, that's when the Maser Shas points out, that's a steerer to the Rashi in Pesachim. Because Rashi in Pesachim says, Bein Hashmosha Shlo Asar Ba'achila U'Bimlacha. The Machmarin Al Sveiko, Kedamina B'Tayin Sibor. U'Shmul Kamash V'Tisha B'Av K'Tayin Sibor. So, the steerer in Rashi. Rashi in Pesachim says, that Tisha B'Av Makam and Makam Shenagu Lasas Malacha is also from Bein Hashmoshes. And Rashi and Taina says openly that the only Issa Malacha by a Taina Sibur is only by Yom. And that's why he says, in reality, Tisha B'Av really Balayla's Mutter. But Ein Mefarsim En Hadavar, he says. You don't make that public knowledge because everybody else runs to do work and there's no one, and it'll be Hesach Hadas when they have Elis. Okay.
Maybe it means the Bein Hashmoshes after. No.
It's the first man's rushes. First man's rushes. Okay. So that's one question. Okay. I'll take it off. Okay. All right. So that's the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, Ein Tainus Sibur B'Bavel, Ela Tisha B'Av B'Lvad, the reason is because it's true everybody fasts. But when everybody fasts, that's the Mekabel themselves. But there's no gzeira on the tzibur. There's no gzeira on the tzibur. So what does it mean? So it means like that. It means, in other words, the gavra, the tainus, is not the entity of tzibur, even though the whole tzibur is fasting. But the gavra of the tainus is not tzibur. It's yechidim and bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, where you have the nasi, where the nasi can be gozer, so the nasi can create a gzeira on an entity of tzibur. So the gavra of the tainus is tzibur. Masha ena kein in bavel, it's true everybody fasts, but the gavra is not a gavra of a tzibur, it's a gavra of yechidim. But yechidim got together and decided to fast. So that's the tainus yochid. So on such a tainus, you can't have the chumras of the hanging of the dalei inuyim. You're not matzik mibayit yom, and you don't have the other inuyim. Yes. He'd be violating not being mishtatef for the tzibur in a minhag tzibur.
Not in violation
of a tainus. That's right. Because he never was mekabel on himself. He'd perish mitzibur. Perish. Well, yeah. He'd perish mitzibur.
Are you lacking in
a mumchem
or are you lacking in a nasi? One's the leader and one's the person who's...
No, he's saying they're not smuchim, you don't have a nasi, they're not smuchim. In short, there's no one that's qualified to make a gzeira on a tzibur.
And where's he getting it from? You need a...
That's what he says. I mean, that's the Ramban.
He's basing it on
the Sefer. That's the Ramban. Okay, now it's like this. V'chi teima, he says like this. Im kain, she tainus shel bovel ein ele tainus shel yechidim. If you're going to say it's only tainus shel yechidim, eino bedin she yispal lebo tfilas nila. V'chof dal brachas. Because that's part of tainus sibor. That you mispal nila, and then they add six brachas to the Shmon Esrei because of the tzara. So the Ramban says, if you're going to say, like I'm saying, that in Bavo, that there's no din of Tainus Sibur because there's no one that can be Gozer at Tainus Sibur, so then you shouldn't have Nila, and you shouldn't have what? Chavdalad Brachas. Sharei Amr B'Tosefta, Ma Bein Tainus Sibur L'Tainus Yochid, She Tainus Sibur Mespalim Chavdalad Brachas, Ma Shein Kein Tainus Yochid. V'chi Teimo, he says, Ochanami, maybe you'll say that that's true. That in Bavo, they didn't have Tainus, they didn't have Nila. And in Bavel, they didn't have Chavdala. They didn't add to the Shmon Esrei. So he says, no, you can't say that. He says, V'hoi boilon b'perek akaris ha-megillah omeid, alo dahi b'yom she'yesh b'akor b'musuf, karen arba, tainas sibur b'kama, mishum b'yesh b'musuf tefillah, v'asu l'mishtam e'rav dik l'bavel, v'kam kar b'sifra k'disa asom, v'ilo ha'yoy shem b'musuf tefillah b'bavel, p'shita she'en karen b'atainas sibur, el shlosha. Okay, so at any rate, he proves from the Gemara Megillah that they had Nila in Bavel. So if they had Nila in Bavel, because they would read, they'd be current in Sefer Torah where you have we have Osafas Tefillah, and Osafas Tefillah is Nila. So he proves that in Bavel you did have Osafas Tefillah. So the question comes back: if in Bavel there's no Tainus Sibur, so how do you have Nila and how do you have Chavdalad Brachos? Okay. Maybe, so he says, maybe you'll say that in Bavel, that there were Gozer in Eretz Yisrael and the Gzera went over to Bavel. He says, no, it's not true. Okay, so he knocks that out. So he says like this. So he finally comes to an answer. He says... He says in Yishalmi Muchach, he says also that in Chutzlars they were mispalel chavdala brachos. So you see, they had chavdala brachos and they had neila. But he says, but according to me, they couldn't be gozer tainus sibur. So how do you have chavdala brachos and how do you have neila? So he says like this. Ramban. I'm just trying to cut it short. V'chevon shelamadnu al tfilas nila v'al chof dala brachos v'al asroa shebuchutz la'aretz v'al chamrin and she'in tainu sibu bavel al tainu shechidim yesh lomar, he says, the ki amrin and hochi hanamilu l'inyin hei inuyim. He says, when does the Gemara say ein tainu sibu b'bavel ala tishbav b'vad, but otherwise there's no tainu sibu? He says, that's only with regard to hei inuyim. He says, "She'ain koach b'tainus yechidim lahashvos tainios shelahem l'tainus yom kippur shehu al kol Yisrael." So he says, because they're incapable, you can't be mashva since yechidim are makabel as yechidim, so it's not possible for them to create the heinuyim. Okay, it's not possible to create the heinuyim. So because of that, they're not also in these inuyim. Ela tainus dum yedidei, dahainu tainus sibur, shehu mekubal al kol Yisrael. So he says, that's why when it says ain tainus sibur b'bavel, it means there's no hei inuyim b'bavel. Why? Because They can't be gozer a tina sibor where the gavra is a tzibor and where there's a gzera on the tzibor. So that's why they can't have heinuyim. He says, but aval le'inyan ne'ila the chof dalet brachos v'hasra. He means blowing the truas. Lo amru shekivan shekol atzibor mitstarfen lesanos ru'yin heim lekach. Okay, that's what he says. He says ru'yin heim lekach. So, what's the difference between the heyinuyim and between the chav dala brachas and the tefilas nila? So he says, by the other things, you can't do it because since there's no tzibur, so you can't be mashva to Yom Kippurim with his heyinuyim. But over here, we are dealing with tefilah. So since everybody is mekabalatinus, so ruyim heim lakach. What does it mean by Ruyim Heim? What does Ruyim Heim Lekach mean? What is Ruyim Heim Lekach? What is the definition of Ruyim Heim Lekach? What? No. I mean, it's a Tainus Sibur. It's not a Tainus Sibur. So the answer is like this, that there's two types of Tainus Sibur. There's a Tainus Sibur where the Gzera is on the Gavra of the Tzibur. Okay? The Gzera is on the Gavra of the Tzibur. Then there's a Tainus Sibur where the whole tzibur is fasting. How did the tzibur come into the tainus? By adding up all the yechidim that are fasting. So the addition of the yechidim that are betainus creates a tainus that the whole tzibur is being mesana. So what the Ramban is saying is like this. With regard to the heinuyim, the technical structure of the tainus of heinuyim, so there you need a real gavra of a tzibur. And that's why in Bavel you don't have it. But with regard to the kiyum of the objective of a tainus, which is the kiyum tefillah, so as long as you have a kiyum of a tzibur, of a tainus tzibur, then tefillah is in place. Okay? In other words, like this, with regard to the structure of the heinuyim, so that's a structural phenomenon, and it's an extension of the Isser Achilo Siyah. So that you must have a Gavra of a Tzibur, just like Yom HaKippur, because that's where it's derived from. That's where you find the Heinuim in the Yom HaKippur. So therefore, you need a Gavra of a Tzibur. But with regard to Tefillah, which is the objective belief of Klal Yisrael to be mispalel for the Tzara, so there you don't need the gavra of a tzibur. All you need is that a tzibur that is participating in tainus, which has a kiyum of tainus tzibur. So there's two types of tainus tzibur. One type where the gavra is the tzibur, and the gzera is on the tzibur. And in that type of a tainus tzibur, you can have the heyinuyim. And the second type of tainus tzibur is where you have a whole tzibur that's yoshev betainus. And with regard to the structure of the heinuyim, so the fact that the whole tzibur is yoshev betainus doesn't help you, because each gavra is a tainus yochid, so you can't have the structure of the heinuyim. But with regard to the objective of a tainus, what is the objective of a tainus? Tefillah za'aka, to be mispalel on the tzara. With regard to that objective, so we say, as long as you have a kiyum tzibur, that you have a tzibur that's being misana, so then the tefillahs are ruyim, then the tefillahs are in place. That explains the tefillahs. So the Ramban says, that explains why in Bavel you had a tainus where you had the heyinuyim you couldn't have, except on Tisha B'Av. But with regard to Ne'ilah, with regard to the Chof Dalet Tefillah Brachos, that you had. Because there you can get the Tainus by addition. Since you have an addition of Yechidim and the addition comes out to a Tzibur, and the objective is a Sora and Tefillah, so if you have the Kiyum of the Tzibur, that the whole Tzibur is Yoshev B'Tainus, so now it makes sense, it's Mistava that they should be able to Mispal fully. You shouldn't prevent them from the full expression of tefillah, and the full expression of tefillah is ni'ilah and chof dalet brachos. So why should you be ma'akev such a tzibur from the full expression of tefillah, which is the whole objective of the tainus? Doesn't make any sense, because the tzibur was in fact yoshev b'tainus, and there's a kiyum tzibur. Okay, so that's the Ramban's answer. Beautiful answer, kaftafer. Beautiful answer. Let's try to go back to the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? The Ravid had a funny kind of answer. He said, because the people in Bavel are weak, they're not so strong. I mean, and that's why you have to be matir. But the question that we have to ask the Ravid is that according to the Ravid, what about Choftal Brachos and about Nila? I mean, that you did have in Bavel. So how did you have the Choftal Brachos and Nila? So apparently what the Ravid held was that you can have a tainus. You see, you can have a tainus sibur b'bavel. You could have a tainus sibur. The tainus sibur b'bavel can be brought about through the kiyum b'leiv of tefillah. But the only thing is that in bavel you have a tainus sibur, but you have a matir on the heyinuyim because they're weak, you see. In other words, you could have a full-fledged, because the Ravid has to also hold that you could have Chof Dala Brachos and Filas Nila. So it's Taina Sibor. But according to the Ravid, the reason why you don't have the Heyinuyim is because they're weak. What does it mean is because they're weak? It means that you could have a Taina Sibor full-fledged insofar as Tfilah is concerned. Why? Because There's a kiyum b'leiv of tainus. Tainus is a kiyum b'leiv. They can't do the heyinuyim, so there's a matir on the heyinuyim. The only question in the Ravid's mind was, since it's operating b'taras matir, do we say that the heyinuyim are in place, but they have to do as much as they can of the heyinuyim, because it's a kiyum b'leiv, and the kiyum b'leiv demands that they express themselves to the fullest. So therefore, you need to be matir each inui individually, because they have to try as much as they can to be able to accomplish, since it's belayv, I mean, so they have to try as much as they can to accomplish the utmost. So the hey inuyim are there, but it's with a matir. So you need to be matir each one independently, each one individually. Or do we say no? That since they can't do one of the heyinuyim, so all the heyinuyim are butt. That's the only Ravid's chakira. But basically what the Ravid really holds is that there is a kiyum b'leiv of tainus in Bavel. The only thing is that in the heyinuyim you have a matir. You have a matir, you have a tainus sibur with a matir on heyinuyim. So the Gemara says, ain't tainus sibur b'bavel. Elatish b'bavel v'ad, it means with regard to the heyinuyim. But in substance, Since there's a tzara, and the tzara is machayev and tainus, so you do have a chaloshem tainus sibur. And the tainus sibur is expressed essentially in tefillah, in chof dalet brachos, and in tefillas ne'ilah. They don't do the heyinuyim. The reason why they don't do that, the heyinuyim, masuk mebod yom, is because they're not able to do it. So there's a matir. So according to the Ravid, so now that you see the Ravid tzara is not such a weak tzara, basically. What the Ravid holds is that since tainus essentially is a kiyum b'leiv, alatzar atzareschem, so therefore the Ravid maintains that you do have, and with regard to chafdal brachas and with regard to ne'ilah, there is a tainus sibur. So the only thing is you don't have a heyinuyim. So the heyinuyim, you have a matir on the heyinuyim. You can matir the heyinuyim as long as you have the tefillah b'leiv of tefillah. The kiyum b'leiv of tefillah, and that's why you have tainus sibur. Okay? Yes. So that's the machlokes around the Ravid. The Ramban and the Ravid. According to the Ramban, there's no gavra of a tzibur, because they weren't able to be gozer on a tzibur. According to the Ravid, they were. But the only thing is that according to the Ravid, you have to say there were gozer on the tzibur, and it includes nil and chof dal brachos. But the gzera is essentially in tainus is a kiyum b'leiv. So if they can't do it, so that's a matir. That's a matir. Now, the only question is, do they remain in place and you need a matir for each one individually? Or no, since you can't do it, so there's a wholesale matir for all of them. That's the Ravid. That's the machlokes between the Ravid and between the Ramban. Okay?
Yes. One is enough. Why does he need to move Malta and the other couple?
So he has a reason for each one?
No, I'm going to the other side. That once you remove one, you can remove all of them.
Right.
So why do you need to remove two of them? Why does he need to get rid of Malta and the other couple?
Since because Malta is different.
Not
199. Not 199. Okay. Now there's one question. Okay. Now this naturally leads to one. So you see the machlokes. So the Raiva wasn't the reason why the Ron says Dvar Chalushim was because he wasn't interpreting like the Raiva was. The Raiva's idea was belave. If you say that the essence of Tainus is belave, so it wasn't real Tainus simple. The only thing is it was a matir. Okay. All right, so that's Machlokes Ramban and the Raiva. Now, this leads to one question. The question it leads to is, what about Tisha B'Av and Ne'ilah? Since we say Ein Taina Sibur B'Av Lel Tisha B'Av B'Vad, so Tisha B'Av is a Taina Sibur. So what's the halacha with regard to Ne'ilah, or with regard to Chof Dala Brachos, insofar as Tisha B'Av is concerned, today? Okay, so the Ron takes it up on Daf Tes Amud Aleph and Tainus. He says, "Umeato b'chol Tainus sibur royalis pal tfilas nila chus midalat somos." The Be'ej Yaminu b'perek Markum Shenogu the Tisha B'Av eino k'tainus sibur latfilas neila vein tzarich loma sharat somos v'atam. What's the reason for that? Why is there no? Why don't we say Ne'ilah today? Shelo tiknu le'ila ela betainyos shehukfu le'tfila. Avala bought somos lo hukfu ela le'evo. Because the fourth somos is really avelus. So since it's avelus, so it wasn't hukfu le'tfila. There's no tzora really. There's no real tzora in the dal somos. So since there's no tzora, so that's why there's no tfilas. Ne'ilah, and that's why there's no Chof Dala Brachos. Aval Achshav Lo Nogu, a separate thing. Now he goes on, why today we don't say Ne'ilah if we make wrong there? Okay, fine. That's it. That's the answer. That's basically the answer. Okay? All right. That's the answer. So, Tisha B'Av is Avelus, and since Tisha B'Av is Avelus, so there's no din of what? Of Ne'ilah or Chof Dala Brachos, but the Sha'ar Tzomos are not Avelos, it's because of a Tzora. And since it's because of a Tzora, so that's why there is Ne'ilah and there is Chof Dala Brachos. Okay. So the question I'd like to take up really is the halacha of Tisha B'Av. What kind of halacha is it? Is it a Tainus? Is it a din tainus like Yom Kippurim? Is it a din of tzara? I mean, you have the Rambam. The Rambam says, okay. The Gemara is a Masechet. The Gemara's question about the Gemara's going back to the question of Ben Hashmashas. Is Tisha B'Av also Ben Hashmashas or not? Is not also Ben Hashmashas? So the Gemara says, "V'omer Rabbi Yochanan Tisha B'Av ain't a katana sibur. My love the Ben Hashmashas." So the Gemara tries to assume means Ben Hashmashas. Lo l'malacha. It means it's not like Tana Sibur that this in Tana Sibur you have an isma malacha and Tisha B'Av you don't. So the Gemara says malacha. There's no isma malacha anyways because the Mishnah says only a minig. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Elamai ain't a katana sibur l'tfilas ne'ila." So the Gemara asks a question: "Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan ulevai sheyispal l'adam v'holech kol yom kulo." So what's the Gemara's question? So the Gemara's question is that tfilas ne'ila is basically nothing more than another tfila. That's all it is. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Levai sheyispal l'adam kol yom kulo." So the Gemara says, "Hasam chol v'hachar rishos." You know what's the maskana? Okay, all right.
The normal thing is a
chala,
right?
Normal thing by hispa. Suffolk hispa, suffolk hispa, according to Bechon, is a chala.
How does the matir come normally?
Because since it's a suffolk, if he's chayiv or not, so the suffolk itself It's a suffik chiyuv. So he's being mispowled because he's misupik. So that's matir him. You can't just go and be mispowled. I just want to mispowled. You have no right to do that. But over here, I'm not just going to be mispowled. I have a suffik whether I'm chayiv in tefillah. So that's a matir in order to be mispowled. I'm not just getting up and I'm volunteering to be mispowled. I'm a lefnei Hashem. That I can't do. I have no right to do that. Even if I want to, I just want to be lefnei Hashem. I can't do it. But here, since the chacham will machayev me, and now I'm a supik whether I have a chiyuv, so since I'm a supik in the chiyuv, so that's a matir. I'm not in violation. I'm not just arbitrarily standing up and being mispowled, which I have no right to do, even though it's a wonderful thing to be mispowled. But the only thing is, you just can't do that. So you need a matir. But if there's a suffik chiyuv, the fact that I'm omed besuffik in chiyuv, that is matir me. Now it's not like I'm just standing up optionally and being mispowled. That I can't do. Okay?
Therefore I'm quiet.
Son, only but son. Okay, give me a second. Oh, I had it off the whole time. Shh. All right.
Now it's on?
And I don't know which was on. I think that. All right, somebody else go to it.
Yeah, I have two.
It's all good.
It's
all good.
It's going out.
Now it's gone, so it was off. Okay. All right. So you have like this. So you have three. Right, so now let's take the oval. Okay, maybe somebody wants to tackle it. Why is an oval mutter pun of yad of a raglov? Okay. And by the way, there was one disturbing memra, which Rabbi Bold helped me out. He showed me the Ram changed the memra a little bit. That the memra that an ovel is usher even lahoshit that's baal b'mayim. Okay? Because what is that? B'chamen. So the Rambam reinterprets that. Rambam says it means afilu mixas gufa. He doesn't take it literally. Because if you're going to say lahoshit that's baal b'chamen, what do you mean ma'una from chamen? I mean, that's, what kind of a concept is that? So the Ram just simply doesn't take the Gemara's expression as meaning the same thing as it does by Yom Kippur. But it means mixas. In other words, there's mixas gufo and there's kol gufo. So an ovel is osir even b'mixas gufo b'chamen. So when it comes to tainu gei rechitza, so it can only be kol gufo. Because that's tainu. So that's like panav yadav raglav is mutter. When it comes to ma'una, even putting your finger in water is a violation of the gavra being a ma'una. Okay? When it comes to maisa rechitza, there's a choice. It could be maisa rechitza, could be rechitzas kol gufo, or it could be rechitzas mixas gufo. So how do we have to interpret by ovel, why is an ovel mutter pun of yadav araglov and only betzonon, not bechamin? So I believe the answer like this. I don't think it's the same pun of yadav araglov as you have by Tainas Sibor. You see, by Tainas Sibur, the pun of Yadav Araglov is there because the Isser is Rechitzas Kol Gufa. By Ovel, really, it's Rechitzas Mixas Gufa Zasa, too. Because you see, by Chamin, why by Chamin is pun of Yadav Araglov Zasa? Because even Rechitzas Mixas Gufa Zasa. So now, why is it that pun of Yadav Araglov is Mutter Betzanon? So what's the answer? The answer is because there's a Matir. There's a Matir. They were matir the ovel to be rochets pun of yadav raglav. Since avelus is zayin yomim, so the person can't go zayin yomim without washing his hands and face. So there was a matir of pun of yadav raglav betzana. Okay.
Even yom rishon which is the raisa.
Doesn't matter. No, that doesn't matter. This rechitz zarbon. Yeah. So that's it. So there's two pun of yadav araglav. There's a pun of yadav araglav by an ovel betzonon, which is because of the matir, and there's a pun of yadav araglav that exists by Tainas Sibur, where simply the isser is only called gufo, and pun of yadav araglav is only mixas gufo. There's two different dinim of pun of yadav araglav. Okay, so now we have all the three categories of rechitza.
Etzbo, lo shetzbo b'mayim.
That means being a ma'una. Okay.
It's not a ma'aser achitza.
All right, so now the major question. The question is that why should it be that on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, really, the Gemara in Tainus says it's Avelus. And that's why it's Asa B'Tzona, not just B'Chamen. Right? All right, so you don't have the Matir that you have in Avelus, because Avelus is called Shiva, so they gave the regular Avelus Matir of Panav Yedav Raglov, but they didn't give the Matir for the Yoshi B'Tainus on Monday, one day Tainus on Tisha B'Av. But the question is, why is it Afilu L'Hoshit? Why is it Halacha Yes Be Ma'una? Where do you get that halacha? It has to be ma'una from rechitza, or it should have been like by Avol. Should have left it like by Avol. An Avol has a matir upon a gedera utzon, so he also has an Avol. Same halacha. Why did Tisha B'Av? How did Tisha B'Av come to be like Yom Kippur? That's the question. That afilu lahoshi that's bava mayim is asa. When the Gemara says openly in Tainus that the iser rechitza of Tisha B'Av is really based on Avelus, is based on Avelus. So where did Yom Kippur come into the picture? Okay? That's the question. Where did Yom Kippur, how did Yom Kippur come into the picture? Okay, that's the major problem there. Okay. So I want to answer that question. Yeah, that's true. But you have Dali Nuyim by Tainus Tzibur also. But the Dali Nuyim doesn't necessarily the Yisr Rechitza doesn't necessarily have to be the nature of the Yisr Rechitza doesn't have to be the same thing. Okay, and Novel also has a Nila Sassandl, and he doesn't have his Yisr Achilushia. He has Nila Sassandl, Tashramita, and all the Inuyim, and he has Rechitza and Sicha, he has all the Inuyim also. So you can have the Inuyim, but it doesn't have to be the exact same thing. Okay, so there's an interesting Gemara. See, the question really is, how did Tainus come into Tisha B'Av altogether? If you just want to think of it plainly, I mean, Tisha B'Av really is Avelus, like the Gemara says. It's Avelus. So I can understand in Issa Rechitza, but where did Tainus come into the picture in Tisha B'Av? That's really the major question. Okay? So there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Tainus stuff, Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings down Avru Elav alone, they know all about the case of Tainus Sibor. And then the last 7 days, the last seven Tainasim, where it's a real Tainus Sibor, where it's Usher. He says, Avru Elav alone, Bez Gimel Tainus Acheros, Al Tzibor. Ochlem Vashasim Bad Yom, Wasum Mlocha, Brechitza, Vesicha, Nilas Asan, Latash Amita, Nolam Archatzos. The next group of three. So even in the last group of three, before the seven, so the last group of three before the seven is also has what has the Isachilish Sia Masim Bajom and the Heinuyim. The Hey, in other words, the Heinuyim. The Heinuyim. Dal Nuyim plus Isachilish Sia. So the Gemara asks the question, and it's also B'Malach as well. So the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says Bishlomo Kulu is Butainu. Receipt Rechitza of Isicha Vesash Mishamito. Avo Malacha Tsaru. Why did he ask the person in that? In the, just going to say, in the second group of Gimel Tanesim, why do you asser him in Malacha? I could understand you assering him in the Heinuyim because that's Tainu, and you want to asser him in Tainu. But why do you asser him in Malacha? Malacha Tsaru! It's painful to work, so why do you want to asser him? Amar of Chista, Amar of Yemiya Baraba, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says in Yoel, Kachu tzom kiru atzara isfu zakenim. So the pasuk says kachu tzom and kiru atzara and isfu zakenim. Katzeres ma atzeres aser basias malacha aftainis aser basias malacha. Okay. So atzeres means shmini atzeres. Ima is the Gemara. Rashi explains ma atzeres shvuos shmini atzeres is aser basias malacha. So over here also, it should be Aser Basias HaMalacha. Because the Pasuk says, Kachu Tzom Kiru Atzara. So it equates Atzeres to Tzom. So just like in Atzeres, you're Aser Basias HaMalacha, because there's a Kedusha Sayom. So too, by Tainus Sibor, you should be Aser Basias HaMalacha. So the Gemara asks the next natural question. The Gemara says, Ima Atzeres Meurta Af Tainus Name Meurta. So if that's the case, nighttime should be Asa. So the Gemara says, no, in short, the Gemara says that Tzom is Biyom, because it says Asifa Sekenim. Isfu Zakenim. Ma Asifa Zakenim, the Zakenim get together b'yom to determine why the Tsar came, what Averis, you can't know why the Tsar came, but what Averis are going on in the town, and it's Isfu Zakenim, and then they're, and they give Musa to the Tzibur, so Isfu, and that's only b'yom Atinus. So since the Isfu Zakenim is b'yom, so the Issa Malacha b'yom is b'yom. But the question really is on this Gemara, it's a very strange Gemara. I mean, what do you mean? What is after Shmini Atzeres? I mean, I understand. Tainas Sibor is Tainas Sibor, or called Tzor Shlo Tavol Atzibor. But what does it have to do with an Issa Malacha and a Kedusha Sayom of Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos? It has no Sheiches. It has absolutely no Sheiches, no connection whatsoever. I mean, the Gemara, at face value, that doesn't make any sense. Okay? I mean, it's true, it's a Pasuk. Can't argue in a Pasuk. But the Pasuk has to make sense. So it's Kachu Tzom Kirat Zorah. So they derive that just like Atzeres is also Basis Malacha, we're also Basis Malacha. It's different Basis Malacha anyways. Not the exact same Basis Malacha. It's not Lamentes Malachas. So what kind of an equation is this? What kind of an analogy is this? Okay? So I think the answer is like this. That... See, it's an interesting thing. He says Kachu Tzom, as if there's some Kedusha there. As if there's some Kedusha there. But I'm not going to say there's a Kedusha Sayom on its own. A Kedusha Sayom. What I want to say is like this, that Kedusha Sayom is the highest level of Kviya Sayom. If you want to give a day a Kviyas, the Kedusha Sayom of Issa Malacha is the highest level of Kviya Sayom. That's the highest level. There is no higher level. What makes a day unique is Issa Malacha. The Kviya Sayom, the highest level of creating a Kviya Sayom, a uniqueness to the day, is really an Issa Kedusha Sayom, an Issa Malacha Kedusha Sayom. So what the Gemara means over here, what the Pasuk means from Kachu Tzom, Kiru Atzara, it means that Tainus, the Kviyas of Tainus would be lacking if it didn't reflect somehow Issa Malacha, which is the highest level of Kviyas Ayam. Do you follow? In other words, like this, it isn't really a genuine Issa Malacha of Lamates Malachas. But in the Issa Malacha of Lamates Malachas is a concept of Kviyas Ayam, of a Kviyas Ayam. So in Tzom, Kachu Tzom means, it doesn't mean a real Kedusha Yom, it means it must be an appointment. It must have the concept of Kviyas, the ultimate concept of Kviyas. So since it must have an ultimate concept of Kviyas, it has to borrow this Kviyas from the highest form of Kviyas that there is. And the highest form of Kviyas Yom that there is a Kedusha Yom. And that's the analogy between Kachu Tzom and Kiru Atzara. That's why the Gemara says, if that's the case, it should be Me'urta. It should be at nighttime also. So the Gemara says no. Because it's not really a Kedusha Sayom like Atzeres. What it is an enhancement of the Kviya Sayom of Tainus. And when is the Yom of Tainus really its essence fulfilled? Isfus Kenim, by Yom. So therefore, the concept of the Kedusha Sayom, the Issa Malacha, which is an enhancement of the Kviya Sayom Atainus, is only when the Yom Atainus is B'milua, is in its highest form, and that's Bayom. That's Asifa Sekenim. So that's really what the Gemara is borrowing from Atzeres. It's borrowing from Atzeres the fact that the Issa Malacha, it reflects, once you have an Issa Malacha on the Yom HaTainus, it reflects Issa Malacha in the Torah, which is the highest form of Kviyas Ayom. So it enhances the Kviyas Ayom of the Yom HaTainus. Okay? So now the thing is like this.
Help us with that first
line? Which first line? Why? What was the question there?
It was a steer
in Rashi. Because Rashi really says, Rashi in Psachim says that it's Bein Hashmashes. And Rashi in Tainus says it's not Bein Hashmashes. It's what? It's only during the day, because that's this Gemara, basically. Rashi also like the Gemara. Okay. Okay. Now the question is like this. Since we see from this Gemara that the Kviyas Tainus requires more than just the Kviyas Tainus, but it requires what? It requires a Kedushas Hayom. It requires an Issa Malacha, which is borrowed from the concept of Kedushas Hayom because it's the ultimate Kviyas. All right? So the question is, how could you possibly create a Tainus on Tisha B'Av? Where is the, there's no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av. You'd think that in order to do it, it shouldn't be a Makom Shenagu. It should be an absolute Issa Malacha, because without the Issa Malacha, there's no Kviyas Hayom. Okay? So where does Tisha B'Av get its Kviyas Hayom when it doesn't have an Issa Malacha? Okay? So what I want to say is like this, that Tisha B'Av doesn't need Issa Malacha, because Tisha B'Av has an implicit Kedushas Hayom. Okay, an implicit Kedushas Hayom. What's the implicit Kedushas Hayom? The implicit Kedushas Hayom in Tisha B'Av is, you see, for instance, expressed in the halacha of Tachanun. Now, you don't say Tachanun. Why? Because it's Ikri Moed. Korolai Moed Lishba Bachuroi. So it's Ikri Moed. And what is the real din of Moed? Where's the real din of Moed? The real din of Moed is that is really from Zechariah, that when he asked Benavua, should they continue to fast on the Tanesim, and the answer was no, because it's Yom, it's not, it's Yimei Simcha. On the contrary, it's Yimei Simcha. It's Yimei Simcha, and the Rambam quotes it at the end of Tainus. The Rambam says like this. Rambam says, "Kolat less Rambam times. Kolat somos elu asidim li botul li mosam Mashiach. V'lo od elashim asidim li yos yom tov v'yemei sason v'semcha. Shenemar ko amar Hashem tzvakos tzom harvi v'tzom hachamishi v'tzom hashvi v'tzom hasiri." It's interesting, in the Gemara in Megillah, really, the Gemara says that originally there was an Issa Malacha on Purim. And the Gemara derives it from the Pasuk. Yom Tov, exactly. The Gemara says that... The Gemara says, he wants to say yes, that Malacha lo kiblo alayu. The Meikar, Hesper v'tainus kiblo alayu. It's a Hesper v'tainus. Malacha lo kiblo alayu. Why the Meikar k'siv simcho mishtav yom tov? V'lefsov k'siv laso sosom yimei mishtav simcho. V'ilu yom tov lo k'siv. So once you take out yom tov, you're taking out it's a Malacha. But originally, Purim had Issa Malacha. So when the Rambam says that Kol Atzom Asayelu Asim Li Batli Mosam Shiach Lo Ed El Shem Asidim Lios Yom Tov, what does it mean? It means Issa Malacha. And the pasuk says that the that Tzom Asiri Yilavesid Lasasan Al Simcha Lamo Adim Tovim. That's how the Rambam derives it, that it's Yom Tov. So you see that Tisha B'Av eventually will be a Yom Tov. So, and the truth of the matter is that Tisha B'Av, the whole concept of Avelos, really wouldn't exist if it wouldn't be that it's going to be eventually a Yom Tov. Because then there's nothing to be misabel about. I mean, so it's all over. It's just gone. What are we wasting our time for? You see. The only reason why we are misabel is because Kol HaMisabel is Zocha V'Rob and HaChamasa. Because it's Asid Lios, a Yom Simcha and a Yom Tov. So because the bias is going to be rebuilt. So that's why Korolim Moed is built into the Yom of Tisha B'Av. And that's why I don't say Tachanun. Because it's really a Yom Tov. So it has an implicit Kedushas Hayom. The way to formulate it is, it's a Kedushas Hayom that hasn't been actualized. It has a Kedushas Hayom that's waiting to be actualized. But the concept of Kedushas Hayom is there. So that's why basically the Kviyas Tainis of Tisha B'Av doesn't need the Issa Malacha like a regular Tainis Sibur, because implicitly it has a Kedushas Hayom. And the Kviyas Hayom stems from the implicit Kedushas Hayom. Okay? Yes. All four. The only reason, so what, do you mean why on Tisha B'Av? Yeah, the reason why we'll make only the other Tanaism is because... Excuse me? That's true, because the other three are not on the, are not on the status of a Tainas Sibur. They really were all four identical. But now Bezman Azeb, because Sholom, Muhammad, all is only a minute.
But the Rambam says that it becomes a Mo'e. Those days are going to become
Mo'e. All of them. All of them.
But you don't have... There's no concept of Mo'e by those days.
I understand that. Because the reason is because they weren't Makabalit as a Tainas Sibur. They weren't Makabalit. We weren't Makabalit every time. Only Tisha B'Av of the Kabbalah is a full Tainas Sibur. But the other ones you weren't Makabalit. We weren't Makabalit as a full Tainas Sibur.
I can understand why Tisha B'Av becomes a Moed and a Yom Simcha. We won't get the Mikdash book. Why the other three?
Why the other three? That's what the Navi said.
From Gedalia.
Because they were all because of the Churban. Ogos al-Khum. But that's a good question you're asking. Why say Tacham? But the reason is it's only when it's Bishlei Musa, like a real Tainas Sibur. And that we were only Makabal on Tisha B'Av, because Huchpulu Atzaras. And the other ones were on Makabal, because only a minute. It's not Xera. Okay. So at any rate, but that's where you find the Kedusha Sayom, which gives the Kviya Sayom of Tisha B'Av, is in Tisha B'Av itself. In Tisha B'Av lost its level. Okay? All right, so now let's get back to the question that we had. Yes?
You said you only have a Velus because we're going to have the Mikdash?
Right. It's not probably right. You only have a Velus because you're Yibana based on Mikdash. You don't have a...
Regular Velus you have...
That's correct. Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
You're not gonna
That's a Velus Chadasha.
We're not coming back.
That's right. That's a Velus Chadasha. And there's a difference. The difference is a good difference. You're right. There is a difference. Okay, we'll just hold on. That's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. What? Excuse me? Yeah, I understand. You're right. That's a different Avelos. Avelos Chadasha. That's an Avelos of Tshuva, and it's a different kind of Avelos. But this Avelos Yeshana, you wouldn't have an Avelos Yeshana if you didn't have Nechama. That's why the last half of the day is Nechama. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu. It's without Nechama, there's no, what's the purpose of being Misabo? What do you mean Misabo? It's just gone and finished. Forget about it. But we're misabel because in the Avelus, we're showing we're lacking something that we're going to retrieve, that we are looking forward to. In Avelus Yeshana, you can't have an Avelus Yeshana that's just gone. There's nothing to talk about. But the Avelus Yeshana is that we're in a state of being deprived of an entity. And that's the fact that the entity is rightfully ours and will be ours, that's why we have Avelos. That's why the second half of the day is different than the first half of the day, because it's Nechama. Without Nechama, there's no Avelos. Just forget it. It's begun. Okay. So now let's get back to Tisha B'Av. All right? So the Rambam in Perakei says like this. Yes, Shom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Masanim Mem and Neatzara Shiru Ben Kedei La'or Halavavas Laftach Darkei Atshuva. V'yiezez Zikaron L'Maseinu Aroyim Maseh V'Seinu Shoyikim Maseinu Ato Atchagorim Lohem V'Lonu Osun Atzaras. Okay. So somehow we said Tzaras plays a role here, but what exactly the role Tzaras plays, we don't know. But it's not like the same role that a regular Tzara of a tiny Sibor. Because then you chayev midaraisa in Zaka, and we're not chayev over here. Okay? But what took place with Tisha B'Av? What did the Chachamim do with Tisha B'Av? You see? Tisha B'Av is really Avelus. And because it's Avelus, the Yisra Rechitza is Bein B'Cham and Bein B'Tzon, like we mentioned. Okay? But the Chachamim introduced Tainus, wanted to introduce Tainus into this Avelus. But the question is, how could you introduce it? Because Avelus doesn't really have Tainus. So what's the what method could be used to introduce Tinus into Tisha B'Av, which is Avelis, and Avelis is not Tinus. On the contrary, we want to say where the novel is Mutabas V'Yayin. Mutabas V'Yayin. So how could the Chachamim possibly accomplish that?
Why do they want to?
Now we'll see. All right? Why do they want to? But first let's see how they could do it. Okay? There was a method that they found that they could use that they could do it. And the method is through the Kedushas Hayom of Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av has, we mentioned before from the Gemara, you can't have a Kviyas Hayom without Issa Malacha. And that's in Tainus Tzibur, from Atzeres, right? So now, how did they introduce into Tisha B'Av Tainus? They introduced it via its Kviyas. What's Koveya, the Yom of Tisha B'Av? The Kviyas of the Yom of Tisha B'Av is the fact that it has a Kedushas Hayom. It's a Kedushas Hayom that hasn't been actualized. It's awaiting to be actualized. But it's Korolai Moed. It has an implicit Kedushas Hayom. So since it has a Kedushas Hayom, so they transferred from the Kedushas Hayom to Yom HaKippurim to the Kedushas Hayom of Tisha B'Av, and that's how they created the Isurim, the Tainus. Tainus and the Inuyim. Okay? That's why it's Ki Yom HaKippurim. That's why it's Ki Yom HaKippurim. Okay? Just give me a second. The Rambam. Rambam says, for instance, Perkei Halach HaZayin. Ubein Hashmasha Shelo Oser. Bein Hashmasha Shelo Oser Ki Yom HaKippur. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. V'oser Berchitzo Bein Becham Bein Mitzonon. V'afil Lohoshet Etzba B'mayim. V'oser Besicha Shel Tainug. Ubein Ila Sasandol Ubetashm Shamito. Ki Yom HaKippur. Ki Yom HaKippur. So you see that they weren't able to introduce Tainus into Tisha B'Av so easily. It was a problem. How do you make that bridge from Avelis to Tainus? There is no connection. There's no Sheches. So the answer is, because Avelis requires Kviyas. And Kviyas over here, the Kviyas of Tisha B'Av takes place from the Kedushas Hayom, the implicit Kedushas Hayom. And once it has an implicit Kedushas Hayom, now we can transfer from Yom HaKippurim to Tisha B'Av Tainus and the Inuyim. And that's what the Rambam says. Ki Yom HaKippur. It's Ki Yom HaKippur. Okay?
You said Avelis requires Kriyas?
Yeah, wasn't it the Tainus? The Tainus requires Kriyas. Tainus requires Kriyas.
But now we shouldn't explain why there's Tainus.
Excuse me?
We shouldn't explain why there's Tainus on Tisha B'Av in the first place.
Right. Why there's Tainus? How there could be Tainus on Tisha B'Av, right? So the way, I'm sorry. Not the Avelis, yeah. Tisha B'Av is Avelis. But Tisha B'Av, the Avelis of Tisha B'Av has a Kedushas Hayom. And since it has a Kedushas Hayom, so the Kedushas Hayom allows you to have a Kviyas of Tainus. But the way it works is like this. The Avelis of Tisha B'Av has a Kedushas Hayom. Because without a Kedushas Hayom, so you couldn't have Avelis. Now, once it has a Kedushas Hayom, so now you can make the transfer from Yom HaKippurim to Tisha B'Av. You don't need it. But over here, without the Kedushas Hayom, there wouldn't be any Tisha B'Av. In other words, Tisha B'Av is an Avelus that the whole Avelus hinges on the fact that it's going to be a Yom Sason V'Simcha. Okay? So because it's going to be a Yom Sason V'Simcha, so it has a Kedushas Hayom. And once it has a Kedushas Hayom, so you can transfer the Tainus from Yom HaKippurim to Tisha B'Av. Okay?
Why is it to be from Yom Kippur? Doesn't every just Tainus, once you have like a Issur Malacha or something, you can make it a Yom Tainus?
Yeah, but there is no Issur Malacha on Tisha B'Av.
I know, but you have the Kedushas Hayom from Avelis, still that like there.
Right.
So that's enough to be Koveid as a Yom of Tainus.
That's correct.
Why do you have to go to Yom Kippur? Just because he has Yom Tainus.
Are you Tainus people?
Yeah, but why? Why should you be Kaveh as Yom Tainus? Why?
Okay, all right, so why are you no, Yom Kippur?
No. One second. That's not right. In other words, like this. Tisha B'Av is the Yom of Avelis. And it's an Avelis for the Kedusha Yom. But there's no reason to introduce Tainus. Because Tainus has nothing to do with Avelis. Okay? But they wanted to introduce Tainus. So they introduced Tainus because it has the Kedusha Yom. So they borrowed the Kedusha Yom from Yom HaKippurim. And they introduced Tainus in the Heyinuyim.
That's what I understand. We're not saying why they wanted to make a tax. We're just saying they did.
They did. Fine. So they were able to.
Right. Now I'm saying it's, once you're saying that they had the motive, they want to make it a Yom Tainus.
Right.
So why do they need to borrow that from Yom Kippur now just because it has Yom Tainus? What, you're saying like the method has to be through borrowing.
There's no reason for it to be a Yom Tainus. Just a second. In other words, they can't just say it's a Yom Tainus when it's the Yom Avelis. Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So there's no halachic mechanism to go from Avelis to Tainus.
Right.
But once it has a Kedusha Yom, now you have a halachic mechanism to transfer from Yom Kippurim, Tainus, and the Heinuyim.
In every Tainus Sea where you didn't borrow from Yom Kippur, all you needed was an Issur Melacha to like set up a sort of...
Yeah, but there was a reason to make a Tainus because it was a Tzara.
I mean, since there's no...
There's no real Tzara.
Since there's no Tzara here,
it's just Avelis. So there's no reason to make a Tainus. So there's no way to make a Tainus. It can't just be Gozer a Tainus. But once it has a Kedusha Yom, now you have a mechanism via which you can introduce Tainus and Heinuyim. I mean, Daligun. Tainus and Daligun. Heinuyim. Okay? Do you follow what I'm saying so far? Just follow on so far.
I don't see why you can't just, if they're able to be Gozer a Tainus Tzibor,
you can't be Gozer a Tainus Tzibor. There must be a Tzar. There must be a Tzar.
Then how are they go to a Tainus Tzibur by the other Dal Tainus if it wasn't on Yom Kippur
originally it was really just like Tisha B'Av. Just like Tisha B'Av. Originally it was a Tzar. But now it's not. Now there's no Tzar anymore. So now it's just because of the now it's just the Yom HaVeilus. Okay, so it's a Yom Avelis. You can't just be Gozer Tainus, but the mechanism through which Tainus is possible exists from the Kedushas Hayom, which you could borrow from Yom Kippur. Okay.
What
does it mean borrow? What? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, yes. But I'm saying like this: they couldn't be Gozer Tainus here because there's no Tzor, but they wanted a Tainus here. So how did they institute the Tainus? Because this Yom HaVeilus has a Kedusha Sayom, so the Kedusha Sayom from Yom HaKippurim, which has the Kedusha Sayom of Tainus and Dalet Inuyim, they transfer it to Tisha B'Av. Okay? That's how they were able to do it. Yes?
The other Tainasim.
Right.
Are they Tainasim or are they
Which are the other Tainasim?
What's that?
Which are the other Tainasim?
Gimel Tishrei Yud Teves.
Right.
Are those days of
Avelis,
or those are
Tainasim? Avelis. Forget about this for a while. Just leave those alone. Those are basically, the other Tainasim are basically, we're not Makayim them Bishle Musa, they'd have the same appearance as Tisha B'Av, but we weren't Makabal that way. So there's different halachas, separate halachas. We weren't Makabal them with the stringency of Tisha B'Av.
Avelis
and Tainas, just like Tisha B'Av. It's just like Tisha B'Av.
But there's no expression.
What do you mean there's no expression? It's just like Tisha B'Av, but we only do it by mitzvahs.
What other
mitzvahs
do we do on
the Yom HaVeilus? Tainus HaVeilus. There's no question. Yeah, no, not Tainus HaVeilus. The Tzom Gedalia is HaVeilus.
It's
HaVeilus. Yeah.
I'm sorry, to me it's in the
Shabbat. That's the question. HaVeilus, no question about it. Yizayim v'Tamuz is Avelis. It's all Avelis. They're all Avelis. All of Avelis. Tzom Gedalia also, because it was the last thing. It was the last stand in there. And it's all Avelis. It's all Avelis. They're all Avelis. They're all the same. They're all Dalit one of the same.
There's no expression.
Because we weren't Makabel the Niyug B'Shlei Musa. But it's Avelis. The concept of Avelis. There's a Kiyum to be Misabel on that day. Yeah, look at all the slichas you say, all Avelis. The slichas is a kiyum.
What is the mechanism for being misabel tainus, but
not being a problem in Shlemus, so it seems to me if you're going to take from Yom
Kippur. That's a separate area. Well, all the Dalet Tainesim are identical, except we weren't Makabal to keep them B'Shlemus like Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the only one that represents the full par excellence, the real one of the only one left of the four Tainesim. Forget about the other ones. Yeah, it's a separate area. Hey, Makabal of Mixus. Makabal of Mixus, but it's the same. Yes? Yeah, I mean, because it's a Sikha Shal Tainug?
Yeah.
And okay, hold off a second. But leave that go. Let's just try to take one thing out. So are you with me up to this point? Okay. The Yom is the Yom of Avelus, Tisha B'Av. The Avelus has a Kedushas Yom. They wanted to introduce Tainus. They couldn't introduce Tainus because there's no Tzara. So they introduced it via Yom HaKippur. The Kedushas Yom of Yom HaKippur. Okay? All right. Now the question is like this. Once they introduced it, what did they do? Because the Rambam mentions in Parakeh, so the Rambam mentions that there are tzoros, and they are tzoros yirubahem. There were tzoros, not the kind of tzoros that you could be gozer a tinus on, but there were tzoros. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. There were tzoros. That shiiru was loshin. My sin shaken my sin want touch your lahem belana was not tzoros. Okay? So there are tzoros. Now the question is, once they introduced the tinus via Yom Kippur, via Kedushas Hayom, what did they do with these tzoros? What role do these tzoros play? So you could say like this. You could say that tzoros have as a the tinus that they introduce from Yom HaKippurim functions as a vehicle of these tzoros. Do you follow what I mean? No. Okay. In other words, tinus ordinarily, when you have a tzora, so you go to tinus because of the tzora. But these are not tzoras. These are not the kind of tzoras that of a tzora called tzora shlo tov al tzibol. It's not all tzora tzoroscha. So therefore, you can't be goes at tinus. So you have to bring in tinus from Yom Kippur. Okay? But once you have tinus here, what's the role of the tinus? What's the role of the tinus? So one possibility is that it's a vehicle for these tzoros. It's a vehicle for these tzoros. It's true these tzoros are not enough to be mechayev in a tinus, but I have a tinus already. Once they establish a tinus from Yom Kippurim, now the tinus is used as a vehicle for these tzoros, which we have today because we're in Golis, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So the tinus is a vehicle of the tzoros. Okay?
What does that mean? Tinus is a vehicle of tzoros. You have tzoros, but it's a vehicle for what?
In other words, the you mispalel to be to remove these tzoros through the tinus. You don't need a tinus. But once they establish the tinus, now these tzoros are the same, will be the same.
As if they are tzoros that we
That's be. Correct. So you use the tinus for these tzoros.
It's like a regular tinus, just the tzoros can be mechayev.
That's right. It's like a regular tinus, but the tzoros cannot be mechayev. But you have these tzoros, so now they function the same way. Okay? If that, in fact, is the case... so then what would you hold? You'd hold Chof Dalet Brachos and Eila. Okay? There's another possibility. Not that they introduced the Tinus as a vehicle of these Soros, but simply the Tinus has a shame of a Yom Tzara, The day has a shame of a Yom Tzara. Okay? What's the Raya? The Raya is Anenu. Anenu Hashem Anenu B'Yom Tzom Tani Senu Ki V'Tzara Gadol Anachno. So you see that the Yom is defined as a Yom Tzara. Okay? The Yom is defined as a Yom Tzara. So if the Yom is defined as a Yom Tzara, so then you wouldn't have Chof Dalet Brachos, but Ne'ilah is possible. Ne'ilah is possible because it's a Yom Tzara. Okay? And since it's a Tainus, which is a Tainus of Tzara, So a tainus of tzara, tfilas on the ilah, is proper, is appropriate. Okay? But not chavdalet brachas. Because chavdalet brachas is only when you're being mispalo to remove the ni'ilah is a shame in the yom. Ni'ilah is a shame in the yom, like the Gemara says. That if you have tefilas ni'ilah, so it's a different yom, so then you have kriyas tara. So it's a shame in the yom. It's a kiyum in the yom. Okay? So since ni'ilah is a kiyum in the yom, since in the yom is defined, the tainus is defined as a tainus shel tzara, so then the kiyum ni'ilah by yom is possible. Okay?
Possible or is it
essential? I will see. We'll see about that. But it's possible.
What does it mean, like a yom sarah?
What?
Not to remove
it. I would say it's essential. It's essential. And actually, that's one of the shittos in Yerushalmi, that there's ne'ilah, but there isn't any chavdalet brachas. Why? Because since it's... What?
No, you just
got to
find out
what tzvos has got there. That's like teisav mina.
No,
so... That's the Habmina Taisus. That's actually Habmina Taisus. That once it's defined as a yom, tainis shel tzara, so now it's not just simply a matir, but you're chayiv in tefilas ni'ilah. And that's the Gemara's Habmina in tainis. That's Tais Habmina. Okay? So you have two possibilities. Yes?
No,
because Yom Kippur, you mean ni'ilah and Yom Kippur? No, because ni'ilah and Yom Kippur is different, because that's chasimus adin. That's a different concept. That's chasimus adin. That's a different kind of tzara. That's chasimus adin. That's why you don't take it from there. Yes?
If it's defined as a yom tzara, I don't understand why you wouldn't need chasimus
adin. Because I'm telling you. Because the tainus is not functioning as a vehicle of the tzara. It's not functioning as a vehicle of the tzara to be mispiral for the tzara. It's just defined as a yom tzara. It's a tainus shel tzara. But it's not defined as a vehicle of the tefillah to remove the tzar. But it's a tainus that the Shem tainus is a tainus shel tzar.
The tzaras are because of those
tzaras that the Ram mentions. That's why they introduced tainus via Yom Kippurim. Okay. But once they introduced tainus, now the function of the tainus, what is the definition of the tainus?
Okay.
Is it a vehicle of the tzaras, or it's simply a tainus shel tzar? That's the role of the tzaras plays, is to give it a chaleshem in the tainus. A chaleshem in the yom. What?
What's the idea of a tainus
shel tzara? It means that the day has the definition. It's a chaleshem in the day.
That's like a day of...
It's a chaleshem, like any other chaleshem. You have a chaleshem tainus shel tzara. And then Hashem aninu ki v'tzara gadol anachna. So you see a tainus is tzara.
The state of the tainus is one of the tzara in shari, like we're in the state of tzara.
That's right. It's a tainus shel tzara. It's a tainus shel tzara. It's a chaleshem tzara. The tzaras are a chaleshem in the kviyas atainus, in the yom atainus. But it's a chaleshem in the yom atainus. Not that the yom atainus functions like it does on a tzara shel tzara l'tzibur. Okay? So then you'd have tefilas ni'ilah, but you wouldn't have chavdal brachas. But then there's one more possibility. The other possibility that is neither of those, that really it's not Tisha B'Av is really a Yom Avelis, completely Yom Avelis. And that's what the Ramban says, that why don't you say Ni'ilah? Because we, Ramban knows, you don't say Ni'ilah. We, Paskin, you don't say Ni'ilah. Why don't you say Ni'ilah? He says, because that's because Tisha B'Av is Avelis. That's what the Ramban read to you before in Tainus. So it really is avelus. It's completely avelus. So if it's completely avelus, so the question is, what is tainus doing here? What is tainus doing here? So the answer is what he mentioned before. You see, because it's avelus yeshana. In other words, like this, that since it's avelus yeshana, the difference between avelus yeshana and avelus chadasha is avelus chadasha not being mispalel. You can't get back what you lost in Avelis Chadasha. And the lost person was Nifta, that's it. That's probably going to come back. So it's simply Avelis. It's purely Avelis because of the Midas Adin and Tshuva. But in the Avelis Yeshana, the Avelus is tied to a tefillah that it should come back, that it should come back, that the Mikdash should come back. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu. And that's me, it's me in Amora. So Nachem Hashem Elokeinu is a tefillah. So then the role of Tainus is simply to enhance the tefillah of Avelus Yeshana. That's the role of Tainus enhances tefillah. And Avelus Yeshana demands tefillah. So then the role of Tainus is simply to enhance the Avelus, the tefillah of the Avelus Yeshana. Since that's the role of Tainus, it's purely Avelus. Then there's no place for, then there's no place for what? Fanila. There's no place for Fanila. Okay.
So Yom Kippur comes out, the relationship between Tishba and Yom Kippur is nothing more than a lot of members of the great Tainus.
That's correct. The in order, because they couldn't create the Tainus, so they had to bring it in via Yom Kippur. That's why in Rechitzo, it's a fellowship that's Baba Mayim. Okay?
What's the role of Tzaras now?
Right. And the role of, but once they instituted the Tainus, and there are Tzaros, so the question is how they related the Tzaros to the Tainus.
So how did they acquaint that Shita?
Acquaint that Shita? Yeah. They didn't.
No,
so the Rambam has Tzaros.
No, it's true, there are Tzaros there. And it's Leftor Darkei Tshuva. I mean, that's what Rambam says, why they instituted the Yom. It's Leftor Darkei Tshuva. It could be a different approach. I mean, Rambam. Because of Yom Kippur, because of the Dark Etch. I got to think about it. Yes.
Why do you still have a Matir Sudabnila?
What?
Why do you still have a Matir?
That's a good question. I mean, Taisvis.
Yeah.
Taisvis answer. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, Taisvis. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, just give me 1 second. Yes. Just a second. Yeah, pause me. It's not a chulvas nela. If it's a kiyum in the yom, yeah, I think what Taisa, I think Reflin does like this. When Taisa says, "Mishum the dummy im came betishubav the dummy latina sibor bakama dvarim." What Taish means like this, Havamina was really that it functions as a vehicle of the Tzaras. So that's what he meant, is Doma L'Tainas Sibor B'Kama Dvarim. Because it's just like Tainas Sibor. In other words, it functions as a vehicle of the Tzaras. Even though these Tzaras are not Machayev in Tainas, but it's Doma L'Tainas Sibor, because it functions as a vehicle of the Tzaras. So then it's a chova to be mispalo. But in his maskana, he's saying that it is only a yom tzara. It's a yom tainus shel tzara. And a yom tainus shel tzara, so you could have a kiyum ne'ila, you could not necessarily have a kiyum ne'ila. But it's not a chova. That's what Taisa means. In other words, like this. That if... Yes? Now we're changing. I'm changing. I'm saying the Havamina Maskana is different. That Taisvis held that if it's a Yom Tzara, that if it's a Yom Tainus Shel Tzara, and it's a Chal Hashem in the Yom, that then there's a Kiyum of Ne'ilah. But there's no Chiyuv of Ne'ilah. But if it's because of the... of a vehicle of the Tzaras, then there's a Chiyuv of Ne'ilah. What? What? Sorry. Yeah, now I remember. Okay. Yeah, no. Let's go back on this. In other words, like this, that since the Gemara introduced Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, wherever there's a kiyum, so there's a chi, of course, the Levayish is palalam kolayam kulo. So since it's what? It's a yom tainus shel tzara, so there's a kiyum, so there's a kiyum of ne'ilo, so there's a chovas ne'ilo. The way we had it at first. Okay, the way we had it at first. Now the question is, why, according to what's Taisus Maskana, that's a mitzvah and it's not a chava? But the answer is like this. The answer is because what Taisus holds is since he's a Yoshev Betinus, since the Gavra is a Yoshev Betinus, and a Gavra that's a Yoshev Betinus, there's a Kiyum Tefillah. In other words, the fact that a Gavra is a Yoshev Betinus makes his Tefillah different. There's a Kiyum Tefillah. So that's why there will be a Kiyum Nila. I'm sorry, I forgot. That's the answer. That's the answer to Taisus. In other words, the Taras and Taisus is the other way. That it really is because of Avelus. And the reason why they introduced the function of the Tainus is because of the Tefillah of Nachem. Because it's Avelus Yeshana, and you're being mispalled that the bias should come back, should bring the bias back. So therefore, but the fact is, you're still a Yoshev Betinus. The Gavra still is a Yoshev Betinus. And it's a kium for a Gavra that's a Yoshev Betinus to be mispalled. And the Ilah is an extra Tefillah. So therefore, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah mi'a ika, but chova leka. That's the answer. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Why doesn't that make a chiyuv once in a kiyum?
No, because that's a different type of a kiyum. That's not the same type of kiyum as with a yom as a yom tainus. It's not the same kind. It's not a matter like a suffer chiyuv. It's not that kind of a matter. I would say the matir is if the gavra is on that level of a Yoshev Betinus. In other words, if he's not on the level of a Yoshev Betinus, a real Yoshev Betinus, then it's also for him to do it. Because he doesn't have a matir. He's just approaching Tefillah. He has no right to do it. But if he's a real gavra that's a Yoshev Betinus, then he can do it. That's what Taisus means. Mitzvah ika. If he's on the level, it's a mitzvah. But it's not a chova. Whereas if the yom is kavua, as a yom for a yom atinus, then there's a matir, and once there's a matir, there's a chova, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the shot. But the mitzvah part is like this. Since the gavra is a Yoshev Betinus, but it depends. Sometimes the gavra is a Yoshev Betinus, and his lev is not in tainus. So then just to get up and daven nila would be awesome. It wouldn't be allowed to do it. But if he's a true Yoshev Betinus, there's a kiyum tefillah in the Yoshev Betinus. That's why Taisus says mitzvah mi'ika. It's a mitzvah to do it. But it requires a certain level. That's what Taisus means. What? Fehim l'b'yachiv. You have a person that's a Yoshev Betinus on that level, b'yachiv. Yes.
Why is there a
tefillah? That's the tefillah tainus. I mean, because there's a good question to ask. The answer is that once you're a Yoshev Betinus, you're mechuyev to ask to have a tefillah for your tzaras. And there's always a tzara. Always a tzara. That's why you see Yachid also. Yachid also.
And that's what the Rambam means also?
Could be the Rambam. I got to think about the Rambam. I can't think right now. I got to think about the Rambam. But anyways, okay. Listen, I want to thank Rabbi Bold and Rabbi Wolf for helping me in preparing the shiur. They're very, very helpful. Okay. Rabbi Bosai, what? The Stephen Rashi. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Stephen Rashi, okay. The Rashi and Bein Hashmashas. The Rashi and Bein Hashmashas. So Rashi and Tainus says that what? That it's only Bayom. And Leila, right? It's only Bayom. So Rashi in Tainus is following the idea that what? Excuse me a second. Yeah, so it depends. It depends where the Issa Malacha, what the Niyug of Issa Malacha is. There was a Niyug of Issa Malacha. But the Niyug Issa Malacha was there for, it's a minig. A minig is always there to cast an idea. Okay? So it's a kiyum a minig. A minig is something which gives a person a true idea. So what was the minig? So the question was, why did they institute the minig of Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av, even though Meikra didn't its mutter? So some said it was because they introduced it's borrowed from the Tzara of Tainus Sibur, to show that there is a Tzara, you should be responsible for the Tzara. And certainly according to every sheet that is a Tzara. I mean, you know the Mikdash that itself is a Tzara. So some say the nihug of Issa Malacha was a nihug that was borrowed from Tainus Tzibur of Eis Tzara. Okay? To remind the person that on Tisha B'Av it's an Eis Tzara. According to everybody, it's an Eis Tzara. No matter which pshat you learn, I mean, it still is an Eis Tzara because you don't have the Mikdash. So that's why the minig was not to do Malacha, but the minig Malacha came from which Yom? From Tainus Tzibur. From Tainus Tzibur. Correct? Okay. So if that's the case, it's only beyond. That's Rashi and Tainus. But others hold that the minig of not to do malacha was really to bring to light the idea that the tainus was borrowed from Yom Kippur. That it has the dinim of Yom Kippur, like the Rambam says. Afilu lahoshetz bo b'mayim, Rav Shish is halacha. Afilu lahoshetz bo b'mayim is asa. So that's why there were no egg in Issur Malacha, to show that it's related to Yom Kippurim in structure. So the question is, what's the reason for the need of the Issur Malacha? Is the reason for the need for Issur Malacha to show the idea of the structure, like the Rambam says, asa ki Yom Kippurim, or was the Issur the niyug Issur Malacha based upon the fact to remind the person it's an Eis Sara, so then he should be mispal. So if it's to remind the person that it's an Eis Sara, he should be mispal, so it's borrowed from Tainus Sibur. If it's borrowed from Tainus Sibur, it's only beyond. That's Rashi and Tainus. But if it's really to show the mechanism of the Tainus, that a person should be aware that this Tainus has a mechanism of the Heinuim of Yom Kippurim, so then it's borrowed from Yom Kippurim. So then Bein HaShemashis is a little, then it should be Bein HaShemashis. Has nothing to do with the Yom. Has to do with the whole day, with the whole Kiddush Yom. That's the two Rashis, the Rashi in Pesachim and the Rashi in...
Well,
the
Hashash.
What?
Why in Tainus is he Hashash about it?
Oh, because in Tainus he held...
That's the idea, you should spread it.
What do you mean?
In Tainus, the idea is to show that it's borrowed from Tainus.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's an idea,
I see
you have to spread it.
It means so you should spread it, you should special do Malacha at night time to show that it's to show that in the daytime that it's borrowed from Tainus Sibur. Yeah, the reason why, you're right, it's a good question. I mean, it's show but Dafka that it's Mutabalayla. Yeah, but I think the reason is because they didn't, because if you did that, you'd be Mesiach Das from the Avelos. And that's why they don't want to do that. Because it's Avelos. It's Avelos also. So even though it's in Tainus Sibur, there's no Avelos. So that's why in Tainus Sibur, it's okay, Balayla. But over here, if you're going to do that, so you're going to be Mesiach, everybody's Das from the Avelos. And Avelos Balayla is a big kim. Bacha Sifka Balayla. So there's a special kim of Lila in Avelos of Chorban Abayas. Lila is perhaps, I see Tikkun Chatzos. Lila is a special kim in Avelos. Eichel said at nighttime.
Why can't that be the rest of the
but they didn't want to create, they never created an Issur Malacha for Hesach Adas Avelos. Otherwise, you'd have an Issur Malacha straight across the board on Tisha B'Av. But they never did that. They didn't institute that, because it's a very high level for a person to be dog on the Chorban. So that's why they couldn't institute it as a halacha.
But,
what?
That couldn't be the minhag either.
What? What do you mean? A minhag it could be, but they couldn't make a takon like that. They couldn't make a takon as Issur Malacha, because everybody's so involved in Chorban Abayas, has to be so involved in Chorban Abayas, that they can't do any malacha. You're not on that level. So you can't make a gzera like that. So it couldn't be a gzera, but a minhag it could be.
Question is that